is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name's Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Obispo Hernandez of the O&H Construction Service. Welcome, Obispo. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Welcome. What's tomorrow?
I tell you what, today we met to talk about your company and learn a little bit more about you and what all you offer. But before we jump into talking about your business, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Oh, my name is Obispo Hernandez. I'm living in the part of Chattanooga like 30 years. I have two sons. I have two child, son and daughter, my wife. I have two special friends in the house, two husky female. And that's it. Take a phone to the family every time.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. That's great. Let's jump in and tell us about O&H Construction Service. What is it that you do to offer our listeners out there?
Oh, yeah, the O&H Construction Service, we do any type of job for home improve. Our logo is we can do anything you think we can bring in the real. If you dream something about your house, we can bring in reality. That was O&H Construction Service.
Okay, all right. And tell our listeners about your journey. How did you become to be in this area, and how did you come about starting your company?
Yeah, when I come in here, I come in for try to keep it more better the family to the another state I lived in before, and I starting to working for one company in Chattanooga. I working for 10 years in this company, and one day, my boss called me and told me we have a 30 day for close. And 30 day we close the company for we moving to another state. It's difficult time. And I don't have another option. And I come into my house and starting to thinking about it, what I do for after 10 years in one place, you don't know when you need to switch. You don't know nothing. For you working, you have the rule for 10 years. And that's the point. And I do construction before I go to the college, like a program to the school for help somebody. And I learn about everything, the construction, and help in the community and everything. And after I get out of the job, the company is closed, I started my business, and God bless you in this business right now.
Okay. All right. Can you share with us anything that people might, you feel like people might need to know about your company? Maybe things that, sometimes we hear negative things about people in construction. Yeah. And is there anything that you can share with us that makes you different?
Yeah, the negative I'm listening about my company is a couple of friends tell me one day, hey, that way you take in your company is not that for a system engineer and you go to business like a construction is totally different. Yeah. And they tell me you not can be a star in that one. Probably 1 year you can do. Right now we have a 16 year and we continue in the company. And right now, I think the customer is happy with our company. For I have a good review. I have a good note about the job we do. It's mean probably in this time they don't understand, but I don't can do something I don't know. I do something I know. It's different to my position before, but if you do, if you if you do something and you do good, everybody find you for you do it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So do you find yourself working more for residential or more for commercial?
We do any type. I have a lot of crew, and I have a type for commercial, and I have a crew for residential.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about you personally just a minute, Obispo. When you're not working, what do you do for fun?
Take a time with the family, especially right. time. Yeah, that's it. Right now, my daughter living in the school, my daughter living at this college, my son, he married a couple years ago. And in my house, it's only my wife and me. And for me, it's the special time talking to my wife. We go walk, talking. We go to my wife like a shopping. I go to shopping and taking a whole day, 2-3 times a week. And if for fun, when I have a time with my wife and go to walk and listen everything what you want to say, everything, and we laughing and everything, we have a special time when we do that one. And wow. Normally we do that one every day. And we take our dog, our female husky, we go to walk, take a time. And I think for me, it's my fun time I take every day.
Yeah. Well, that's your passion for your relationship with your wife's inspiring, Obispo.
Yeah. They say we have a 30 year together. You know, it's I don't think in my life without her. And, wow. And every that's second, great. Every moment I have it, I go to make a job. I go to see the project, and the way I go talk to her. When I get out to the project, I talk to her. Yeah, for this is every time we have something we can laughing about.
That's awesome. I love it. I love that story. Now I'm going to get just a little bit more personal with you, Obispo. Can you describe any hardship or life challenge that you have come through that you can say that you rose above it and now you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah. They say like a, they say in 2008, is when the company tell me it's closed. I'm ready for buy my house. I have a 2 child in the private school. You know, everything is ready. It's like when the people can see and say, oh, they have a perfect life. You know, I have everything. I have a good job. I'm making the money for support my family and everything. And we take a decision for buy a house. I have everything ready. The bank give me the money and everything. And after this, probably like when I have it out already, is the company call me and tell me, oh, we close in 30 days. I don't can take a $200,000 for buy a house if I don't have a job.
Right.
And that was hard. And I come into my house and I go in the press for chronic of the press. Yeah, that was the more difficult time in my life.
Yeah.
And that one, I recommend everybody, when you feel depressed, looking for help.
Yes,
For me, it's something I don't can expire, I feel. For they say, it's the my hard time in my life. And I take probably 2-3 years in this situation. And I go to some place, the people talk, and they say, don't come into my mind. I take a time, they say, don't come in. It's like I think it like that. You can talk, for it's not your situation right now, but you don't know me. You don't know my situation. and I closed in that situation for around 3 years. They said, it's my wife. When you have one situation, I see it's a whole family have a problem. For this, a whole family feel what's going on. And we think we have it already. And 30 days, we don't have nothing. We don't have a planning for buy a house. We don't have money for pay the school. You know, and everything is coming together. And I go to the doctor about my situation, but they give me medicine, they give me everything, but they say not function. And one day, I remember, I'm believing in Jesus. I go to the church and everything, but that was not, when you believe and you don't follow this way, it's like a nothing. One day, I'm following, one day I have a, I'm follow Jesus and I'm feel close to Jesus. And they say, change my life. Change my life. And they say, coming real strong after that one. Why? For the problem, I continue with my situation. I don't have a job. I don't have a money. I don't can pay the school for my child. I don't have a food in my house. Everything up, my wife coming like a, with something about her. She have a disease about her one time, and be for the doctor, and everything is coming all together. I don't know, when you have a bad situation, it's our bad situation is coming together. They don't take a change. One day another. No, they come all in the same time.
Yeah.
And wrong around the day, our situation like that, one day I say, God, I need your help. I need you to do something in my life. And we have an our problem. This problem is continue like that, but I believe God have a solution. One day somebody called me. I don't tell nobody I want to start in my company. And somebody called me for making a project in his house. And I said, you know, it's difficult for you pray for something, but it's not like you want for working construction. It's not like that. And my partner tell me, you don't can do nothing in construction if you only working in the office. You don't can come in outside, you know. And I don't go to see the job. And she continue, call me. And one day I said, let me go only for she don't call me no more. And I go. And she told me, what's the project? I said, okay, this is so easy. I can do it myself. And I do it. They say it's like 2011. That's February, March. And when I go see the project, starting the project myself and everything, and I say, I'm putting one price, like a shipping price. Only for do this and that's it. And she paid me over money. She said, no, this money is I want to pay you. It's not the money you want, but I pay over to you for I want. And that one, I believe God tell me, don't worry. I'm here with you. It's the problem is there, but don't worry.
Yeah.
And I can say for the history is long, but I can say right now, as after that one is I buy my house, I buy the car, my wife is it feel great right now. My son is married, my daughter is in the college right now, and everything coming like a not make it strong, always strong right now. Why? For I feel any problem coming, I know I can go to Jesus and they have a solution.
Amen. Yeah, that's a beautiful testimony, Obispo. Yeah. That's a beautiful testimony. Let me ask you, getting back to your business, if there was one thing that you could shout from the rooftop and let everybody out there that's listening know about your company, what would it be?
I tell everybody, OS Construction Services is the company you can trust, you can believe. For what we do, we not go to see the customer and do the job only for the job. We go to see the customer for making relation for forever. That's what I said. And I promise, all my customers, don't worry what type of job, if you're bigger, if you're little, we over there for, we not working only for the money. We working for keep a customer, for keep a relation, for growing up together.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. That's amazing. Well, let me ask you this. If someone wanted to contact you and talk to you about a job or inquire, ask you some questions about anything, how would they get a hold of you?
They can contact the OS Construction Company, except my phone number, 423-356-6536. Facebook is OS Construction Services. And Google, my Google page is g.page/OHC7. Every time we answer the phone, every time. And we have an appointment. The appointment is only for 12 and 18 hours.
Okay. Well, Obispo, it has been a pleasure talking to you today, sir. I enjoyed your testimony about your faith and deliverance and perseverance. I've enjoyed that very much. Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed being on today.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
To all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Obispo and learning more about ONH Construction Service, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all he has to offer and remember him when you need or want the products and services that he provides. So before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.